Hello, I'm Father Joe Roche of the Marian Fathers of the Immaculate Conception. Thank you for joining us as we continue our journey of reading The Mystical Temple of God by St. Stanislaus of Jesus and Mary Papchinsky from beginning to end. Today we take up from where we left off, beginning with Chapter 10, Part 2, pages 609 through 611. The 10th chapter, The Lampstand of the Mystical Temple, Part 2. Now, to understanding pertains discernment and orderly use of things, as the prophet said about our Savior. He shall be living on curds and honey by the time he learns to reject the bad and choose the good. That's Isaiah 7, verse 15. Counsel teaches what is to be done, in what place, at what time, by what means, and to what end, how evil things are to be guarded against, and by what means the virtues are to be acquired and retained, and by what way one is to climb to heaven. Fortitude has its place in undertaking difficult tasks out of love for God, and with perseverance, completing them, in overcoming temptations, in enduring adversities with a joyful spirit, and enjoying prosperity with moderation and not arrogantly, as indicated by that known saying of the poet, "Remember to keep an undisturbed mind in adversity. Just so refrain from arrogant joy in the possession of goods." Piety pertains to the worship of God, to religion, and the honor and love that should always be shown to one's parents and ancestors. Finally, fear of the Lord diverts one from evil. All of these are to be observed together in the martyrs. Did they embrace the evangelical rather than the philosophical teachings? This was due to knowledge. Did they adhere to Christ, the despised and crucified? This was due to wisdom. Did they prefer everlasting goods to fleeting ones? This was due to understanding. Did they put their lives in danger and sometimes avoid danger for reason of a greater good? This was due to counsel. Did they take upon themselves all kinds of tortures for Christ with a willing magnanimity? This was due to fortitude. Did they keep the faith promised to God continuously to the end? This was due to piety. Did they prefer to undergo temporary death rather than suffer the loss of the grace of God? This was due to fear of the Lord. In order that the gift of the Spirit, I am completing my lampstand with Gregory, may govern the mind against every single trial, it rules it in the seven virtues, that against foolishness it may bring about wisdom, against dullness, understanding, against rashness, counsel, against fear, fortitude, against ignorance, knowledge, against harshness, piety, against arrogance, fear. O sevenfold light, glide into our hearts and dwell in them forever. Well, St. Stanislaus then turns to the spiritual gift of understanding in the second part of the chapter. By this he means discernment, along with the orderly use of the things of this earth. The gift of counsel teaches us what we need to do, where we need to do it, when we need to do it, how we are to do it, and why we are to do it. It teaches us how to guard against evil things. It reveals to us how to acquire and to obtain the virtues and how we are to get to heaven. The saints used the gift of counsel to order their lives according to the will of God. And then the gift of fortitude assists us to take on difficult tasks out of love for God. It helps us to complete them with perseverance. Fortitude also helps us to overcome temptations and to endure difficulties and opposition with a spirit of joy. When God blesses us with prosperity, fortitude helps us to enjoy the blessing with moderation. It preserves us from arrogance. The gift of piety is connected with our worship of God, to our faith and to honor and to love and the honor and love that we show to our parents and our relatives. So this gift of the Holy Spirit allows us to keep everything in balance. And the last gift, the fear of the Lord, steers us away from evil. We love God so much, and we have so much of an awe and a respect for Him and His holiness that we don't want to offend Him in any way. Fear of the Lord is not a literal trembling fear. It is a holy awe that is really connected with love. So Saint Stanislaus, in the end, advises us to note the presence of all of these gifts of the Holy Spirit in the lives of the martyrs and in the choices that they made throughout their lives. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to influence us as well as we follow the example of the martyrs.